the choir of King's College, Cambridge, leading today's worship with the hymn, O Holy Father, Cheer Our Way.
Now it's time to hear from our regular speaker, the Reverend David Evans. Thanks, David.
If you are a regular church attender, you will have heard many a different sermon, Sunday by Sunday. Some of them are more memorable than others. Perhaps the most memorable sermon that was ever preached is that part of the Bible known as the Sermon on the Mount. In that, Jesus speaks of the various characteristics of living in the kingdom. And today, we want to look at a verse out of that text and see it for what it means. The words are, "Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven." The title of my message to you today is, "Happiness Is." The ancient island of Cyprus was given the Greek name Hei Makaria. It was called the Blessed Island because it was self-contained. The climate was perfect, the soil was fertile. The blessed are those who type of verses, paint the picture of the self-contained individual. Jesus' use of the word blessed, which is the word makarios, is the most complete definition of true happiness. Happiness is what happens in us instead of what happens to us. The Beatitudes describe happiness that is not caused or touched by outward circumstances. Some of the world's unhappiest people are Christians, believe it or not. Many Christians have just enough religion to make them miserable, but not enough to make them happy. Peter Marshall described many modern saints when he said, "Some Christians are too Christian to enjoy sinning and too sinful to enjoy Christianity. Some Christians have enough religion to keep them out of a tavern on Saturday night, but not enough to keep them off the golf course on Sunday morning. Some Christians have enough religion to recognize their need for prayer, but not enough religion to take them to their church's weekly prayer meeting. Some Christians have enough religion to keep them from reading obscene literature, but not enough to read their Bibles daily." We live in an unhappy world, and the reason we live in an unhappy world is because of the presence of sin. The natural man has turned his back on God. And as long as the creation has turned away from the Creator, then things just cannot go right in the long term. Why are there so many unhappy people? Well, firstly, they do not know the meaning of real happiness. The English word happiness comes from the root hap, which means chance. To many people, true happiness depends on the chances of life. As far as they are concerned, the circumstances of their lives give and take away happiness. Contentment, satisfaction, fun, pleasure, delight, fortune, and the lesser known word luck are synonyms for happiness, another way of saying it. Many fail to realize that God intends for them to be happy. Yes, God wants us to be happy. The Greek philosopher Epictetus said, "God made all men to be happy." It is noteworthy that in the first words of the Sermon on the Mount, our Lord congratulates the Christian on his attainment of true happiness. God intends everyone to be happy or to be blessed. And then, those who are seeking happiness in things and never really finding it. We become so materialistic and we think, if I have that, I will be happy. And isn't it amazing when we get that thing, the happiness dissipates because the happiness was only in the imagination. Real happiness is not found in a newer car, a larger bank account, a boat complete with water skis, a new house built on Mortgage Row, or any other material thing. You cannot be happy altogether with the things of this world. The Bible talks in very, very real terms about what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul. How many people have had their happiness destroyed by the very thing that they thought would make them happy? That is, a large inheritance or a windfall somewhere along the line which propelled thousands and thousands of dollars, sometimes millions, into their bank account. They changed because they discovered that money became to them a thing which they had to have more and more of, and they set goals of happiness in accumulating resources. Jesus said, "Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." And if our treasure is in the things of this world, our heart will be there as well. And we all know that the root of this world system is essentially away from God and away from the source of all true happiness. Well, what is God's formula for happiness? Well, first of all, I want to say congratulations to the Christian. You have found the secret of happiness in realizing your spiritual helplessness. Like the beggar who depends on others for his needs, you have realized that all your needs are met in Christ. You are, as Jesus said in the first of the Beatitudes, poor in spirit. Congratulations, Christian. You are sincerely sorry for your sins. You cannot sin and enjoy it. You have an even more intimate conscience now than you had before, because the Holy Spirit has come to take up residence in your life. And whenever you approach a thing that is not in God's will or way, He comes along and sheds abroad in your heart His feelings about the matter. And certainly the Spirit of God cannot enjoy the presence of sin. You are among those who mourn. This is another word which Jesus used in the Beatitudes. Congratulations, Christian. You are God-controlled. Like a wild animal who is brought under the control of its master, you have let your impulses, passions, instincts, thoughts, and actions come under the control of Jesus Christ. You are not weak, but you are meek. And that's another word from the Beatitudes. Congratulations again, Christian. The closer you get to God, the more sinful you feel. And the further you get from God, the more dissatisfied you are. You can't win. You maintain a holy dissatisfaction with yourself because you are one who hungers and thirsts after righteousness. And Jesus said, "Blessed are they who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled." Congratulations again, Christian. You have had a personal encounter with Jesus Christ, known as the new birth, in which the Holy Spirit has cleansed you and made you pure in heart. Again, in the Beatitudes, Jesus said, "Blessed are the pure in heart." Congratulations again, Christian. You have learned to put love into words and actions. You have learned the opposite of being self-centered. You have learned to be merciful toward your fellow humans. And that's another word from the Beatitudes. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. And two more. Congratulations, Christian. You are actively engaged in the most important project on earth, making peace between rebellious men and our loving Heavenly Father by sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ with them. You are not just a peace lover, you are a peacemaker. And Jesus said, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God." And finally, congratulations, Christian. You are living the Christian life without compromise, for all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. What a joy to be numbered among those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake. But I wonder, do we really experience that? Think of your brothers and your sisters in countries where they are not as at liberty as you are, to both hear the gospel and share the gospel and be with those who love the Lord Jesus, worshipping in the liberty that we have in our own land. Well, five of the Beatitudes deal with a person's vertical relationship with God. Poor in spirit, those who mourn, the meek, those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, and the pure in heart. The other three Beatitudes deal with a person's horizontal relationship with others, the merciful, the peacemakers, and those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake. Just as the first of the Ten Commandments deal with a person's relationship with God, and the last with a person's relationship with others, the Beatitudes also possess the same vertical, horizontal relationships. Yes, true happiness is found when one gets right with God and fellow humans. How might you do that? By coming to God through Christ and opening your heart to Him, you can receive Him today and begin to walk the Christian life and experience the inheritance that others have found in Jesus. May God bless you.
Happiness is to know the Savior living a life within His favor, having a change in my behavior. Happiness is the Lord. Happiness is a new creation, Jesus and me in close relation, having a part in His salvation. Happiness is the Lord. Real joy is mine, no matter if the teardrops start. I found the secret, it's Jesus in my heart. Happiness is to be forgiven, living a life that's worth a living, taking a trip that leads to heaven. Happiness is the Lord. Real joy is mine, no matter if the teardrops start.
I found the secret, it's Jesus in my heart.
Jesus in my heart. Happiness is to be forgiven, living a life that's worth a living, taking a trip that leads to heaven. Happiness is the Lord. Happiness is the Lord. Happiness is the Lord.
Next, we hear from Bernard Hull, an internationally experienced singer, and more music.